This is the Green Desk on 95BFM.
This week on the Green Desk, Mitchell talks to environmental scientist Sofia Olofanga about coastal Europa, which are being destroyed and submerged in the face of climate change. This fast-growing issue is being felt by iwi throughout the country, as traditional papakaina in Europa were generally located at lower levels by the sea. Sofia has been exploring various options on how we can deal with this issue, especially working with her iwi Te Wai Ohua to find a solution for their Europa, which is located on the floodplain on the banks of the Urarangi Awa. Mitchell begins by asking Sofia the importance of coastal areas to Māori.
Coastal areas are a source of food, customary harvests and natural resource, but what's most important is it allows modern Māori a connection to the land of our ancestors.
So what would be the issues coastal papakāinga and their urapa are facing in climate change then?
The main issue is sea level rise and the exposure to extreme weather patterns when they're changing. So adaptive change in the shoreline and flooding and mainly tide and wave changes, which would lead to erosion and then.
That's all good. So how have iwi begun to adapt? Do they have like management plans and ways to try and reduce the severity of these effects?
So mainly they consult with their local council, or they'll conduct hui to meet with whānau to understand what they're actually going to do about it. And if they don't have those management plans in place, it makes it a lot harder to start adapting to reduce the effects.
Just with that, you said when they talk with local council, does that mean that is it supported like financially? Is it from like the council kitty, or is it from like the iwi?
Generally, it is met by the council kitty.
Okay, cool. And so for your iwi, what have the things you've been facing so far in terms of climate change, and like how long has this actually been going on for you guys? Is it a new thing or?
So yeah, it is relatively new because our awa, which borders our urupa, was reopened in 2004 to the Manukau Harbour. So previously it had been closed for 50 years. And then we've seen since 2004 that rapid rate of erosion due to the elements and the increased effects of climate change. So the erosion all along the banks is what we've seen most, and exposure to really high flood events, which pretty much take up maybe a third of our urupa.
Well, what kind of solutions would be coming from that sort of consultation with council in terms of how to deal with this kind of stuff?
Trying to find long-term engineered structures, which would be like riprap walls or retaining walls, but then you'd also need the pump. Like a pump behind it to pump out any excess flooding or groundwater.
Okay.
So those are some options, but then, you know, we've had hard discussions about exhuming and moving urupa, which is starting to be more understood. It's quite a tough subject, so...
Yeah, absolutely. So is that looking more like it would be the, maybe not the preferred option, but almost the necessary option?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
so what is the connection in terms of, obviously, or from my understanding, urupa seems to be like located closer to the coastal environment as well as the whole papakāinga. What is it that leads to it being the urupa existing there?
Okay.
Yeah.
So from the discussions that I've had with iwi and hapū, they've kind of said that closeness of the urupa to the coastal area is from their belief that tangaroa would take the bones of the ancestors, or, you know, the remains, and then they would get transported past Cape Reinga, you know, where the spirits go, and then that would all be taken back to Hawaiki. Well, that was the traditional, I guess, thinking behind it.
Yeah, okay. So, obviously, climate change, or the majority of Papakāinga and iwi, is actually located on the closer to the coastal environment. Outside just, well, in general, outside the whole discussion around exhuming bodies and the urupā issues, what is the general sort of feeling amongst, or your iwi in particular, facing climate change?
That there needs to be a united decision in moving forward, because, you know, when they're sitting down and having these talks about what to do next, it's usually met with frustration because they can't meet eye to eye. But they all feel that they need to move forward and move fast with coming up with a solution.
Are there sort of, I know it's probably not at the forefront of other issues that exist, but are there sort of management plans and stuff focused on climate change for iwi that are being developed?
Bigger iwi, which have iwi environmental management plans, usually cover policies and section of climate change, but I don't think it is looked at as much as it should be.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Māori Ora.